I know I'm becoming an adult, finally. Because now my favorite TV show is Fixer Upper on HGTV. That's the greatest show of all time. You guys watch it? Chip and Joanna Gaines, Fixer Upper. It's a great show, right? It's a great show. Like, it's really a beautiful relationship. Joanna does all the interior decorating, and she brings it on furniture, makes the house look amazing, and Chip just hires Mexicans to do everything for him. It's the most symbiotic American relationship ever. And it's a really nice show. It's a feel-good show, right? It's an aspiring show. You watch the show, and you're like, man, one day, maybe my house could look that nice if I moved to Waco, Texas. If I just give up on my life and move to Waco, Texas, maybe I can have a new open concept kitchen. I don't know about you guys. It's expensive where I live in LA. And I watch the show and I just get frustrated. Because you get like these like entry level job having people in Texas. And they're like, Joanna, we're looking for a 6-bedroom house on 3 acres of land. And our budget's $50,000. I can't even buy a crack house in Compton for $50. HGTV is just basically MTV Cribs for adults. Because when you're 15, you're crazy at dreams, you know? You watch MTV Cribs and you're like, oh man, one day I hope I can have a Lamborghini. One day I hope I can have a fridge with only Gatorades. And now you're like 35, your dreams just get a little more realistic. You're watching HGTV and you're just like, oh man, one day I wish I could just fix this roof. Look, I'm doing like fine by any measure, you know, but I still live in a 1-bedroom apartment because that is rent controlled. And when the Asian people, when we find a good deal, we never let an ass go. Yeah. That apartment is about to be generational. It's gonna get passed down to my nephew, his kids, and all that. It's mine now, basically. I don't wanna buy a house. I live by myself. And I'm scared of ghosts. I've seen enough movies to know that ghosts only haunt houses. Not 1-bedroom apartments. Yeah. I've seen enough Hollywood movies to know that ghosts only haunt rich people's houses in the suburbs, preferably with a newborn baby. Because they got way too much to lose. High stakes. I live by myself. I ain't got nothing to lose. A ghost come haunt me, I just move. Worst come to worst, I lose my security deposit. You know? What's a ghost gonna do? He's gonna follow me from unit to unit. Start knocking on my light fixtures and I'm like, hey dog, go ahead, it's not even mine. Wrong, we both get evicted, okay? Like, you don't wanna be a homeless ghost. And if you really think about it, what kind of loser ghost haunts an apartment? That means that ghost probably died in that apartment. He didn't even die a homeowner. I ain't got no respect for that. He comes to me, I just start talking shit. I'm like, hey, dog, what was your credit score when you died, though? Like, for real.
What are you doing? Put that damn thing away. We left out a couple of the new jokes. I don't care. Put the damn thing away. No, wait, literally. I went, no, yeah, now. I don't want to do that. What? No, we knew it. We just had to put it away. Don't you flare your nostrils in the asshole. I'll take you out right here. You just listen to me? What, we left out a couple of the new jokes. We did? Yeah. Oh, hang on a second. Oh, son of a bitch, here's a good one right there. Oh, and there's the dunk-a-dunk chick. That's you, that was a good one. Do that one, huh? Do that one. No, I don't want to do that one. Yeah, that's a good one. I don't care. I don't want to do it. We rehearsed it. I don't care. Wait, look, there's two of us up here that make decisions, and one of us does not want to do it. Please? What? Please? What the hell is wrong with you? What? No man says please to another man. All the girls at your house are getting to you. You're acting like a chick. Will you just do this? Oh, Lord. All right, what the hell? Thank you. Whatever. Hey, Jeff, you ever yelled out the wrong name during sex? That's not it. I don't care. I want to do this one. No. Oh, your wife said you had. That was a long time ago. I know. She said it was very awkward. He went, Philip. That is not true. Still funny as hell. Let me ask you a question. I'm very happy for the African Americans that they have the Kwanzaa holiday. Yeah, how come there's no all white holidays? What? Merry Caucasia! Tonight we'll be having our customary Caucasia dinner, meatloaf and tater tots. Then we'll be singing our traditional Caucasia songs, Freebird and Margaritaville. Merry Caucasia. Hell, you could be the poster child for that holiday. Can we talk a little bit more about Christmas? Whatever. So, what did you get your wife?
Mop.
Well, you take the stick out. Hey, it's a wig.
Where are you shopping for your wife?
At the 99-cent store.
What'd you get your grandson?
A sponge.
That's not a toy.
It is when you convince him that SpongeBob.
What did he say to that?
He said, SpongeBob is not blue with a scour side. I said, he is when he has an infection. Keep scrubbing.
Walter, what were some of your favorite toys when you were a kid?
Oh, nothing like today.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they got all computer games and all that. We didn't have that stuff.
No.
No. Hell, when we wanted to play tennis, we actually went outside and swung a racket. None of that wee-wee crap. And playing the guitar, there were strings, not frickin' colored buttons. Hello! And there were no shoot 'em up games. We actually went outside and killed the assholes.
The first hour of being drunk is the best hour of the night because your buzz is fresh. You're happy. You don't feel fat. You haven't cried yet. You're still somewhat of the self you were when you were sober. You still could ostensibly operate heavy machinery if an emergency were to arise, okay? You're that buzz, you're feeling awesome. Your synapses haven't been soaked in alcohol, so you're still alert, you're feeling awesome. You walk into that bar like you own it. Kick that door open, even though it's a pull-in door. You don't care, you're just walk in. Let's do shots, bitches. You and your awful friends line up at the bar, you're like, let's do shots. You're doing shots you have no business doing. Let's get Jägermeister, Goldschlager, Rumpelmann, Aftershock. Do you have anything else that tastes like Christmas and vomit? You start doing them, you're like, f*** it, it's my bachelorette 21st birthday, wedding, extravaganza, donkey punch, I don't know what this is gonna do it. Shot, shot, what, was that hand soap? Bubbles, I don't care, awesome. Now you're on the dance floor, you're like, this is so good. And you're feeling so good, right? You're dancing, you're all excited because your buzz has just hit. You're like, it's great, f***ing love it. You're ambitious about life. You ever plan a workout when you're drunk? When you're drunk, you're like, this is when I get in shape. This is when it starts. Going to start tomorrow. You try to drag your friends into it. You're like, Stacy! Stacy! Do you want to work out? You dance like an asshole, by the way. I don't know who dances like this.
Do you want to work out like tomorrow? Do you want to do that? I'm going to get up early and work out. Do you want to go with me? Do you want to go at like 6? It's 5 now. Do you want to take a spin class? Do you want to spin? Do you want to spin? You don't want to spin? You don't want to go spinning? You don't want to sit on a stationary bike and tolerate getting pounded in the rectum for an hour while some twinked out spandex queen yells at you over a shitty remix of U2's It's a Beautiful Day in total darkness? You don't want to do that? So you're feeling good and you're dancing. You're like, I feel so thin. I've never been hotter in my life. I feel so good. And then it hits you. You're like, oh my God, I feel so good right now. I feel so awesome and happy. I wish I could feel this way all the time. I wish I could feel this buzz and this happy all the time. And that's when you realize, that's how an alcoholic thinks. But you're like, screw it, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna see just how far I can push being drunk. So you decide to do shots, and you decide these shots aren't gonna get me, because tonight's the night I outsmart the liquor. Not gonna happen tonight, because I'm gonna drink water. Going to drink a glass of water with each shot. This is your brilliant idea. No one in the thousands of years of people imbibing alcohol has ever thought of this. This is your night, Einstein. It's your big plan. I'm gonna do a shot and then have a glass of water, and then a shot and then a glass of water. You can't buy me a shot now, but thank you. I'm just having water. I'm just drinking water, but thank you. Shot and water, but what you don't realize is that 5 shots in an hour is still 5 fucking shots in an hour. You went and drank all that water like a crazy camel. Yeah, good job. Now you're bloated and you have to pee. Way to be. Because when a girl's gotta pee, everything has to come to a halt. Every girl's gotta go with her.
I have to pee. Do you have to pee? And you can't go alone.
No.
Will you stop what you're doing and come with me? I have to pee.
Do you have to pee? I have to pee.
Can't go to the bathroom alone. You might not come back.
Because no girl's ever been to the bathroom alone and survived.
It's true.
The last woman that attempted it, it was 1937. And her name was Amelia Earhart.
I live here in LA. I hate everyone from LA. I think you're dumb. You are, because I hate you. When I first moved here, none of y'all warned me about a place called Watts, okay? Y'all don't say anything. It's super dangerous over there. I didn't know it was the ghetto, all right? I was looking for apartments online. Watts was in my price range, all right? I was like, $40 a month? I can do that. That's not a bad deal for a 7-bedroom. And I moved. It's a really bad deal. It's a lot of gangsters over there, okay? Are you looking at me? I am not a gangster at all. I try to be a gangster. I just can't be one because I'm ticklish, okay? You can't. You know what I'm saying? What if the cops patted me down? You know? I ain't got no cops. It's not gonna work out, all right? Gangsters go to jail. I can't go to jail. I smile too much. I got a big booty. That's a bad combination. For jail. Well, perfect combination, not a thing. I like how some of y'all are looking at my booty now. Like I said, you ain't even lying, though. All right. That's cool, man. you know what's kind of gangster? I got a motorcycle. That's pretty gangster. Yeah. I don't really like telling people I have a motorcycle, though. It's really annoying, because every time I tell someone I have a motorcycle, they always got to follow up with a story about how their friends crashed on a motorcycle. It's so annoying. Why do people have to be so negative? I don't go up to pregnant women telling them my dad left, you know? Like, I let you live your life, you know? Let me do my thing. Super annoying. I walked out my apartment one time, right? My neighbor walked up to me. She was like, oh my God, you got a motorcycle? Are you serious? Are you serious? You better be careful. I got in a car wreck the other day. My car flipped 8 times. I'm lucky to be alive. Blessed. She black, by the way. And I was like, your car flipped 8 times? She's like, it sure did. Look like I had airbags, because I'm alive. Blessed. Everyone around me was like, that is crazy. Your car flipped 8 times. You're alive. That is, you are blessed. And I'm over here thinking, who the heck counted, right? Like who was that car when their car's flipping in the air? Ah! One! Who's doing that? Stupid. You know what else is stupid? Cell phones are dumb. is so dumb. I'm so annoyed. I feel like phones are getting too big nowadays. They're dumb. Every time I swipe down my screen, I feel like I'm playing The Price is Right. Like, that's how big my screen is. Hey, look at this picture. I got a picture of a kid. Look at it. Look at this. It's so annoying. I got to hopscotch to text people. I'm going to call you back later. It's annoying, all right? You know how tiring it is to get a girl's number? Like, it's exhausting. Dang, you fine, girl. What's your number? 407. Have an asthma attack. Side note, ladies, you ever notice every time a black or Spanish dude spit game to you, it look like we're using hand sanitizer? You ever notice that? Yo, let me holler at you for a second, little mama. What's your name, girl? What's your name? Stupid, man. So I got me as my screensaver on my phone, because I like me, and I like me, shut up. So this girl seen it, called me conceited. She's like, you got you as your screensaver? Are you serious? Not so conceited. So she white, by the way. And I was like, how am I conceited? Because I got a picture of me on my phone. Like, it's mine. How is that conceited? If I put a picture of me on your phone, that's conceited. But it's my phone, I should be able to do what I want, all right? I don't got any kids, I don't got any pets. What else is going to be my screensaver? Some random picture of a lake? I can't swim, okay? So I got me as my screensaver because I like me, okay? I got an iPhone 6S plus 128 gig. That's a $940 phone, all right? My mom paid $940 to do what it wants, all right? Stupid, man. Being single sucks. I don't know why people brag about being lonely. It's not cool. I was single for 3 years. You know what I noticed after being single for 3 years? I noticed the longer I'm single, the lower my standards get, okay? So I was really picky when I first got single. I'm like, she got to look like this. Now I'm like, who needs teeth? You know, like you smile with your heart, and that's all that, man. You know what I'm saying? I was an ugly kid growing up. I was surprisingly ugly. Like, you could look at me too fast, I'd mess you up. Like, that's how ugly I was. Like, for age 7 to 14, my nickname was, that was my name. I didn't even tell people, they knew it. I went on a date the other day, I got catfish, and I know what some of y'all think. You're like, black people love catfish. It's like, nah, not that kind. If you don't know what catfish is, it's when you meet someone online, then you meet them in person for real, and you're like, hey, that don't match, okay? You never mustache online, bam. And so, so I met this girl, she was really pretty online. She was way out of my league, that's my first clue. Then I met her in person, she looked like the picture. That's not how she catfished me, okay? The way she got me is when she walks, she kind of has a limp, which is cool. Like, I don't care if you got a limp when you walk, but I do feel like that's something you should let me know so I'll be ready. You know, like put in your profile somewhere. Like, ooh, I love long walks on the beach, but it's hard for me because my leg's jacked up. You know, let me know that your dad is Long John Silver. And so I met her, he's a pirate. So I met her at this bar downtown, and I went over and I bought her a drink. She was fine. Like, that's how fine she was. I normally don't buy women drinks because I don't drink. It's weird for me to get a water, get a girl an alcohol beverage, like, yeah, how you like it? You know, it's just creepy. I'm a comedian. Bill Cosby's a comedian. Anyway, so I bought her the drink. We're talking. We're having a good time. We're laughing. And the bar we're at starts playing music, so I can't hear what she's saying. So I'm like, yo, it's getting louder here. Let's go take a walk around the lake. She's like, all right, let's do it, right? Like, then she hop out of chair, and she start walking out, right? I didn't know she was limping at first because music was playing. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you walking out the club, you up dancing still. I was like, get it, girl. Do the stanky leg, right? Because she was walking like she seen $10 on the ground, but she didn't want anyone to know. She's like, is that $10? It's mine now. Yeah. About to give me another drink. So we get out of the club, right? I'm like, yo, you can stop dancing now. There's no more music playing. She's like, I'm not dancing. I was like, well, pick up the money. I don't care about it. It's $10. And then she became my girlfriend. So that's how that happened. And I love her. She broke up with me. Still love her, though. I don't know why. You know, I do know why. She broke up with me because she didn't like my laugh. I feel like that's a dumb reason to break up with somebody. She's like, I don't like your laugh. It's annoying. I was like, are you serious? That's why you're breaking up with me, because you don't like my laugh? I don't like Walking Dead, but I'm still trying to make this the show with the zombies. All right, whatever. All right, yeah.
We went on our honeymoon in St. Lucia. And I had never even heard of St. Lucia before I booked the trip. It just sounded real fancy. I was like, ooh, St. Lucia. Book it. Like, I thought it was gonna be these luxurious white sandy beaches and like beautiful clear water. And we landed, it was actually kind of a little third worldy. Felt more like a missions trip. Thought we were gonna build a well before we left. But it was nice. And people ask me, like, who's your husband? Who is this guy? Tell us about him, right? Well, it's actually kind of funny because I used to do a joke on my first DVD where I talked about Christian rap music and Christian rappers. How, like, it's so cheesy. Like, what are you gonna do, bust a cap in the devil? Like, what? Right? Like, what's your name? Ludacris? Coming to the stage, Jay-Zeezus. What's up? Right? Like, so cheesy. So, of course, the person who I'd end up marrying is a Christian rapper. Yeah, joke's on me. Oh, you're funny, Jesus. And when we first started dating, I was kind of embarrassed to tell my friends and my family because, like, I knew I had the joke. I knew they knew I had the joke. So I was just trying to avoid it. Then my cousin Joe, he's like, who is this guy? What does he do? I was like, oh, he's in a band. Cool, what does he play? Play. I don't really know if he's athletic or not. No, instrument. Oh, you said play, that can mean like 20 things. he plays the lyricist. Yeah, it's new. You probably never heard of that one. People say my husband looks like Lenny Kravitz. Yeah, I'll take it. Well, white people say he looks like Lenny Kravitz. Black people say he looks like Maxwell. So. It just depends on what neighborhood you're from. Any black guy with an afro, he looked like him, probably. But funny thing is, he's not even black, he's Puerto Rican. Oh, got some Puerto Ricans in San Jose? Shoot, since when? Thank you for coming. That was a long trek.